Sorry, buddy. No gods, no masters. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Ballin' Out Super! Wow. We overanalyze a children's TV show for sexually repressed preteens, so you don't have to. We are joined today by my lovely co-hosts, as always, Alex Patak.
Looking lovely, feeling lovely. Thanks, Jer Bear.
All right, and Katie Rose Leon.
I am here.
And I am Jeremy Hammond, and this is feeling like a chore. And we are joined today by a good friend of all of ours, I think, Jabuki Young White.
What's up? It's so lit. I'm so excited to be here.
This is very interesting. Jabuki, how are you feeling after this episode?
Yeah, I feel so nostalgic. This really took me back. I remember as a child, like, lifting up my hands to help Goku blast that spirit bomb.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah.
I'm in it.
Did you lend him your strength?
Yeah, well, everyone had to.
Yeah, you had to. The Earth was at stake. Like, you had to do it.
Oh, that's so funny. So you were a fan.
Oh, the biggest fan.
Yeah?
The biggest fan. My cousin got married, and for his... like a gift to us for being a part of his marriage ceremony or whatever, me and my brother were the Bible, not the Bible bearers. We were
you
the
were
ring
the Bible
bearers.
Boys?
The Bible boys. Dragon Ball Z Bible boys.
Young
white
Bible boys.
Yeah. He gave us like a comprehensive figurine set of like every DBZ canon character. Yeah. And like they could talk, like some of the like leads, like Vegeta, Goku, or whatever. And I remember
Do you remember what they said?
They would just say like, "Oh, your power levels are over 9,000 like the stupid like little catchphrases or whatever.
Men's rights quotes.
A woman outside the kitchen is an abomination.
Circumcision is a crime against young men.
Child support worse than slavery.
Oh, Dad.
No, but
the left say they want consent and then snip a baby right in his penis.
Oh my God. Sniff a baby.
So you were a fan.
Oh yeah, such a fan. Like I was so into the episode where the Cell games are happening, uh-huh, and Goten and Trunks are trying to fight, and Vegeta's like, "No, you can't fight," and he like chops Goten and Trunks like in
yes.
the neck, and they pass out. For some reason, I was like 8. Like I thought he killed Goten and Trunks. So like, me and my brother fucked up that Vegeta action figure. We were like
so
mad.
Funny.
We drowned it. Like, it was like, like, it couldn't. The voice thing stopped working. Like, we got so biz.
You knew how the world works better than the people who make the show. We're like, yeah, you can just punch a kid in the neck.
Yeah,
that just makes him go to sleep.
Yeah.
My dad used to do it to me all the time, and now I made this show.
Man, we wow. talk about dad so much
so
on
much.
This
Every
show.
Every episode somehow comes up.
It's not my
heavy
fault
themes.
Abuse is funny.
And so you were a big fan of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, so big.
And did you get into the other series? Dragon Ball GT.
Yeah, whatever was on TV, I would watch. I watched Dragon Ball a little bit. I'm not as familiar with that canon though, because mm-hmm. I was like really young when I was watching that. And Dragon Ball GT. I was super into that. That was like really cool. Loved Pan.
Yeah.
Thought she was like really fun, good, strong female character.
The only one they ever.
Yeah,
made.
The only one they ever made.
Who was also a good guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they had 18.
Yeah, 18 was pretty strong. And then there was someone in Dragon Ball.
18
also,
was
remember.
A baddie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's great.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's like Britney after she goes renegade. I lack the skills for further analysis on this game.
Yeah, I actually have a lot to say on that and how it is wrong.
We've
no,
got plenty.
I'm not.
We got nothing but time. Because not a lot happens in this episode.
I always thought she was like a Uma Thurman type.
Yeah,
like
that's
a Kill
more
Bill.
Accurate.
She's like so cool, so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I always think of Tilda Swinton.
That's a good one, too.
Right.
That's a good one, too.
She's got a very similar head to hair ratio.
And they're both androids. Sorry. You know how I get around Tilda Swinton.
You knew this coming into this podcast. All right, should we get into the episode?
All right, let's do it. This episode was called Showdown on King Kai World, Goku versus Beerus the Destroyer, and his crew.
And crew.
And
not
crew.
His crew.
And crew.
Vegeta goes on of him and just keeps turning him on.
Basically, that is the plot of this episode.
Yeah, that's actually maybe the most descriptive title we've had so far.
Yeah.
This episode was the shit, by the way.
Yeah, this was a good episode.
We were
actually
really down
after really
the
good.
Last one. We kind of all lost our faith in the show.
We finally are getting into the core of Dragon Ball. So instead of seeing everyone in their questionable resort wear and just hanging out, we finally get some fighting and shouting of what we are doing as we are fighting.
Hell yeah.
So Beerus has shown up, and Goku at first mistakes Whis for the almighty Beerus.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were trying to imply
because
there.
He's taller, you know, so...
Because
and not a cat, I suppose.
Yeah,
oh no, that one is a cat, he thought logically.
Goku has not gotten on the highway yet to the cat zone.
Do we have a theme for Highway to the Cat Zone?
Not yet, okay. But Katie's been providing it, I think, very well.
Highway to the Cat Zone. All right.
We are in the Cat Zone, folks.
So we get some classic narrating exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. Goku's like, oh, King Kai seems scared. Better pick a fight with this guy, even though he's explicitly told me not to.
The way he picks a fight, though, classic Goku.
Right? Just in it for the love.
King Kai's like, stay in the fallout shelter. No one likes you. And then Beerus is like, I see Goku. And Goku's like, I was told explicitly not to fight you. Would you like to fight? On very just kidding terms. And then they do, and it's embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
Because he gets wrecked.
So they want us to remind us how being a Saiyan works. So we got to list them all.
Yeah, that was very informative of them.
Every time he changes forms, he announces what it is so that you can point out your figurines correctly.
Oh my god.
That's what it is.
Now see, I am Super Saiyan.
But there is no Super Saiyan 2 figurine because how do you get the electric sparks to like
well, I think they
move
they
around?
The
yeah, thing. They're like attached like, to
I
it.
I think they made like clearish blue plastic lightning bolts that you would kind of just like clip on all over the place.
What a shitty toy that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad. It's hard to play with because they'll just keep falling off.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they like blast out. Mm-hmm. But.
That would be
that's
sick.
Not canon, though. That's not canon.
This is a very expensive toy.
But yeah, you were pointing out while we were watching it, I can't think of a time in the series where they ever used the term Super Saiyan 2.
No, it was always very subtle, like in the middle of battle when like Super Saiyan 1 was not cutting it. He just like turns it up a little bit more and then like, oh, this is good now.
We're
is
not
good.
Saying what this is, but wow.
Yeah.
And in fact, I seem to remember there being a time during, I think, the pre-Boo arc where we see Goku in like the other dimension and whatever in the Supreme Kai, wherever the hell that is, and he goes Super Saiyan 3, and the guy asks him, hey, what's that? And he says, well, I suppose you could call it a Super Saiyan 3.
Oh, yes, he does. He's very nonchalant about that, not like later when he's plugging the product line.
This one's called Super Saiyan 1.
Well, that's what I love about show-and-style anime is they like make sure to announce what the move is so you know so you can buy that damn toy.
Yeah, very helpful.
You know, the writer's room was like, well, I suppose you could just power up and not say anything, but then no one says anything the whole episode.
That is just a lot of...
He's stronger than I expected.
I'm Gregory the Cricket, and I am impressed.
He talks like Vegeta.
I am the monkey, and I somehow survive everything.
Hey, guys, I'm the monkey. Just got back from improv classes. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, why does the cricket talk, but the monkey doesn't?
Oh, because it's a monkey, Jeremy. What, we're going to let the monkey talk? What do you think our dog president would think about The entire show is about dog president now, by the way. This is Dog President Podcast.
So, Katie, what happens next?
Oh, my God. So, we have a framing device in which Whis keeps trying to eat his lunch while Goku and Beerus fight. So, he keeps taking out the lunch, And Beerus is like, you can't beat me. And then he goes, Super Saiyan 2. Oh. And then Whis is like, I guess I'm not eating lunch.
Yeah,
and
we keep coming back to
it. It's a will they, won't they between Whis and his lunch.
Goku.
It's a real Ross and Rachel thing.
We know that this is airing on Adult Swim and not Basic because Goku swears in this episode.
That's right. He says, damn it, twice.
Oh, a good damn it.
I mean, if it were me, I would have been saying, a goddamn it, when Krillin died.
Wait, Frieza, does Krillin...
No. Frieza blew him up in the Frieza saga. I would have been like, yeah. God damn it, that's my only friend.
The Adult Swim version of the show is different because Piccolo uses the N-word constantly.
Which he can do because he's black. Yeah. Piccolo's black.
This is a questionable episode where Gohan starts using it and then they have to explain he can't.
Oh, man.
Are you my dad? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they fight a bunch and then Goku goes Super Saiyan 3 and he finally like gets a punch. But we find out that Beerus has been blocking with one hand, which we love focusing on those cat hands.
Yeah. One finger.
One finger.
Well, There was a good 10-minute progression we were causing over here where Goku powered up one level, tried to punch Beerus, but then Beerus didn't use either hands for two to three minutes.
No, he simply dodged.
He simply dodged, which is a staple move of anyone in the show whenever they want to look cool. And then the powers up again, does it again for the 2 to 3 minutes, and you're like, oh, still same situation, but with the different form. And then he powers up again and shoots a beam across the world, and then he blocks it with one finger, so you're like, oh, that's why they do finger push-ups.
So many finger push-ups.
And it's all full circle.
And by the way, this is just for a friendly bout. Nothing at stake.
Yeah.
No, nothing at stake.
He just ruins an entire planet.
Yeah.
For funsies.
I'm genuinely starting to feel very bad for King Kai in this show.
Yeah. He didn't want Goku to come over. He insists on coming over, and he has just been fucking up his entire life nonstop.
Yeah. He blew a hole all the way through his planet in this episode.
Why can King Kai make land? Can he make things? Because he's God, right?
Yeah.
But he's dead, but and also God.
He had that line in the first one where Goku blows up his house, and he's like, I could magic back this house, but I have nothing to do, which they wrote into the episode.
Yeah, so I guess he's just going to fill that hole back in. He's going to go to, like, Home Depot and get some filler and some topsoil and, like, you know, get some cement chunks to throw in there to fill out the middle.
I will be researching this all week.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Like, if there was a core of that planet, that bitch would have blown up.
Yeah,
like,
what is this planet all about?
It has to just be a rock.
I guess so, yeah. Just a magic floating rock at the end of Snake Way, which
is
no longer there.
I'm beginning to think this show doesn't make any sense.
I feel like every Dragon Ball Z series is like, remember all that shit that we said it before? It's nothing.
Yeah.
This new thing, though, oh, it's so crazy.
Oh, yeah, do you remember when Raditz was powerful?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He blew up a farming town.
Raditz was nothing in comparison to all this.
Nothing.
No. And he wasn't even a cat.
Also, has anybody ever considered what Raditz would look like if he went Super Saiyan?
He's got that crazy long hair. Super Saiyan 3, yeah.
Or would it all at once shoot up to the top and he's just got this insanely tall Super Saiyan head.
I can't believe you're doing your bit on if Raditz was Super Saiyan. Right now. Jeremy's always bringing up, yo, could you imagine if Raditz was
y'all ever thought of Def Jam Dragon Ball Z?
You in the front row. What if Raditz was Super Saiyan?
Relatable quality
this guy don't
content.
Laugh. He's with his girl. Does something happen next, Katie?
Basically, Beerus is like, all right, you tried. And he's like, this is boring. I'm going to go fuck up Earth because you bored me. So they leave. And then King Kai's like, well, great. You're dead in the ground. Well, he's sleeping. Beerus and Whis are on the way to Earth. And then we cut to Bulma's party.
Yeah, thank God.
What we
thank
all
God.
Want
oh my
to
God.
Be talking
yes.
about.
It's about time we got back to some good old wholesome Bulma's party filler.
We cut to Bulma's party ship. We have been on the party ship for 3 episodes now. And Vegeta is sunbathing in his full Vegeta outfit.
And Bulma says, I hope you get a sunburn on your face, the only part of you that the sun is kissing.
Then Vegeta slaps her with some real passive-aggressive bullshit.
Oh, right away. The Vegeta greatest line in Dragon Ball history, possibly.
Has two lines in this episode.
Jibuki, would you like to perform it?
Oh, yeah, why don't we go talk to Yamcha?
We don't so see good. Yamcha.
The shade. It's oh, a, God.
So you know he's, like, not okay with their open marriage.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it's open? Is that what it is?
I think it's Bulma was like, I will do this if it's an open marriage because I am all about Yamcha.
All of them gotta have open marriages. There's no way that you could be away months at a time.
We talk about in the first episode that Chi-Chi is just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, in the first episode, you haven't seen it yet. At the end of the first episode, Goku is gifted a whole bunch of money from Mr. Satan because in exchange for him not telling anybody that he is the one who saved the world and not Mr. Satan. Mr. Satan gives him 100 million zenny, an amount of money that we don't entirely understand.
Mr. Satan gives him 50 stock to Satan Corp, which is actually in really great states right now.
And at the end of it, Goku goes back home to Chi-Chi and says, look, we have more money than we could ever possibly use. Do you mind if I go train with King Kai? And she says, yeah, get out of here.
Get away from me. I'm trying to fuck Piccolo.
That's who it is. It's Piccolo. Man. We had theorized that it might have been Mr. Satan because he's the only one who interacts with the real world.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be right about Piccolo.
I think it's Piccolo because Piccolo was there for the kids when Goku wasn't.
Say,
that's true.
Piccolo is the only good dad in his show and technically not a dad.
And ladies, he can stretch.
So here's a question.
He can stretch and he can regenerate.
That's right.
Yeah, if you want to rip his dick off.
Yeah, take it to go dick.
So here's a question in the same spirit as the Raditz Super Saiyan question. Piccolo's dick. Sorry, does it have a pink scaly underbelly like his arms?
Oh
dick?
My God. Yes.
I'm going to say a hard yes on that.
Yeah. I'm saying the scaly underbelly material is at the head and then the rest is green.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good answer. I'm picturing it like a snake.
I've thought about this a lot.
These are the pleasure ridges.
Actually, you know what? I think there might be something else going on down there because they do lay eggs.
That's
Namekians.
Right.
Oh.
He is born of an egg spit out of King Piccolo's mouth.
Yeah.
So maybe there isn't a dick at all.
Yeah. It could be some shit that we don't even comprehend.
It's like
a
cloaca.
Because he can stretch.
It's a cloaca. It is. It's a cloaca.
Just a multi-purpose Namek hole.
Bulma is like flipping through her phone and she's just like, someone keeps blowing my phone up with cloaca.
Oh my God.
Gohan, pleasure my Namek hole.
No. Y'all, there's definitely.
I destroyed the moon for you.
There's definitely some deviant art out there about this shit.
Oh,
like,
for
absolutely.
Sure. Oh,
fans, send in your deviant art Piccolo dick pictures.
Or
we
cloacas.
See
or
cloacas.
Namek holes.
Namek holes. Ballin'
Out Super
on
Twitter.
Send us your Piccolo dick. Cloaca.
Follow us. You can DM me personally.
Get yourself banned from Twitter.
So basically, after that, all that happens is King Kai calls up Vegeta. He's like, yo, this guy's coming to town. Don't fuck with him. But he's like, I want to fuck with everyone.
That's what I do, King Kai.
King Kai reads the shit out of Vegeta. He's like, shut up, you dummy. He's like, what does he say? He's like, oh, you're so strong and worldly. Like, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, yeah. He says, Lord Beerus, I think I've heard that name. Oh, I'm sure you're so worldly.
Yeah.
And then,
there's a lot of high quality bitching going on in this episode.
Yeah, they're like good.
Well, I think King Kai's been broken.
He's just ready to clap back at everybody.
He's just clapping back. His whole life has just been, he is a god who is dead somehow. And his planet has just been drilled. All he wants to do is eat fried rice and pet his monkey, you know? Yeah, and then, you know, Goku is like, well, I want to fight Beerus again because I don't know how to take you know, critique. And he's like, maybe I confused with Vegeta. Maybe I got to figure out what with the Super Saiyan God crap. And
yeah, let's spend a minute speculating about what the hell is going on with Super Saiyan God.
Please.
So I know that you have, Alex, you've seen the movie.
Yes.
You know what Super Saiyan God
is. I do, and my lips are sealed.
Yeah, go ahead and not talk about that. The rest of us, what?
I still have questions, but
okay. But what do we think is Super Saiyan God? Is it another person? Is it an actual god? Is it another form? What, Jabuki? What do you think Super Saiyan God
like,
is?
Like, given the canon, that doesn't even make sense. Uh-huh. Like that, you just pulled that out of your ass.
Yeah,
so, like,
we have so many gods all.
Yeah,
the thing about this canon is it only shoots Gonzo out of it to the other side of the circus.
What a sweet comment from a little Muppet baby.
So what do you think it is then? So if it's not another god,
it has to be. Ooh, what if it was just like Bardock? What if it was Goku's dad the whole time?
Like, sorry, buddy, Super Saiyan God got blown up by Frieza. Yeah. Whoops.
But yeah, I don't, because they say that Planet Vegeta was totally destroyed.
Yeah,
like everything was dead. It was like just those Saiyans. And like a god, I don't even see how that like factors. Because if there was a god this whole time, then like why was Frieza so like so big? Why was like King Vegeta so big? You know, like they're nobody compared to that god. So I don't know. I feel like I'm skeptical. I can't say.
Katie, what do you got?
So a thing I love about anime is that since it is not based in our U.S. puritanical culture, their relationship to Christianity is like nowhere near to ours, so they just throw around like shit like gods and like weird stuff all the time, which I love. So I think this is just like a weird cultural translation issue, and it's just gonna be another Saiyan form, because they're just like, I don't know, we got 1, 2, and 3. How do we show that this is more than 3, but we don't go to 4, because that's kind of a thing later? Yeah. So let's just call it a god. Like, I think it's gonna be, plus they don't want to introduce another character just to have them disappear. They want to sell that merch.
Yeah, that's right, because that's true. So this is meant to, as I understand it, this is meant to fit in between Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so whatever is happening here is eventually going to have to make sense at the beginning of Dragon Ball GT.
Make sense.
Or following the rest of the show, none of it will make sense still.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if it's another transformation, how are they going to then retcon that to make sense?
They need to just do, like, a DBZ Next Generation on, like, some Degrassi shit. Like, this is, they're trying to, like, reinvent too much.
They'll just wipe their mind again. They'll just be like, and
now you forgot about the Super Saiyan God.
Yeah, maybe it'll be, like, one of those, like, moon monkey forms, you know, where it's like,
ooh,
it just comes out, and then like once it's done, he's like, oh, what did I do?
What even happened?
Moon monkey form.
Oh yeah.
Do you like me some moon monkeys?
I'm wondering now if maybe the existence of future Trunks is going to have split time in such a way that this series will go on further and further and further. And then at some point they'll say, oh, and Dragon Ball GT is a totally different timeline that exists simultaneously.
Too smart.
The
not
same thing with the origin of Trunks' story, where, you know, Gohan has the one arm.
Did you
and
see the Trunks movie?
Yeah, it's great.
It's the shit.
It's like one of my favorite Dragon Ball things. For
I really
sure.
liked Bardock. You know what? This is gonna be so hard to pick. The movies were on point.
Some of them were.
The Bardock storyline.
I will
me.
Never like watch Bio Broly again.
The Bardock storyline was so sad to me. That was so tragic.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why it was a good movie, because it kept you thinking.
Well, same thing with the
we're bringing
the origin
it up
of Trunks.
All these years later. Yeah,
it's a sad story.
One-armed Gohan was the shit.
I don't
Do
know
remember?
About the shit. He was cool.
He fought androids with one arm.
That's true.
Everyone and else has two arms.
Now he wears a sweater vest that is too high on him.
Yeah,
he finds ways to like bury
mad.
Bodies for Lehman Brothers. He's deeply rewarded by his new career path.
So, okay, so my speculation on Super Saiyan God, and then we'll move on from this. I think it is going to be another god. I think it's going to be another Kai, okay? I think we're going to find that Kai's planet, and it's just going to be covered in poo. It's just going to be all kinds of poo, and it's going to be like monkey gods throwing poo at each other, and Beerus is going to get there, and he's going to be like, this is the Super Saiyan God. And he's going to fight him, and the monkey's going to die immediately, and then Beerus is going to be like, all right, time to find more food.
But you know good. What, though? I do think that that is actually a good idea, because just like story-wise, it makes sense for the Super Saiyan God to be a polar opposite of Beerus.
Yeah.
So he probably is going to be some like trash, like piece of shit just to like balance it out.
Just some trash.
Here's the thing about Beerus. He's clean. He's mean. He's got a life partner. So he's never alone. He's like got his life together. He really does. Top of everything.
Yeah, it's the most like emotionally mature and together characters in the show, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, I will say too, like there is a part of me that feels really bad for him. Like he's been alive for millions of years.
Yeah.
Like, he probably can't experience pleasure anymore. It's honestly kind of sad. Like, I was rooting for him a little bit.
Well, we said in, like, the first episode, I think, that, like, it's very hard to acknowledge Beerus as a villain on this show because we like him so much.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
We're all rooting for Beerus.
He's charming. His goals are relatable. He's a good character. Yeah. He's much more like I understand his motivation much more than I understand Goku.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a good character, but he's bad villain.
Yeah. Bad villain.
We don't hate him at all. We kind of just wish he could like find a buffet he enjoys. Because he spent so much of his life just wishing he would die but unable to.
So I think it might be a nice time right now for a little segment we like to call Boyfriend Watch.
Boyfriend Watch. Boyfriend Watch. So, ladies and gentlemen of Ballin' Out Super Audience, you may or may not know this, but my two co-hosts, Jeremy and Alex, are in long-term committed relationships while your girl lives a life of loneliness. And also, fun fact about Jabuki, he got written up. He is so single and so available. That Elle magazine put his beautiful face
this
on
is not a joke.
The internet. What was
really
it called?
Kabuki is so single they had to write up about it.
So, my favorite thing to do when I'm watching through anime is to find who is my number one anime boyfriend. It's an ongoing process, though. Episode to episode, who's it gonna be? Sometimes, you know, you never know. So, I think right now we are in the running. Who are our boyfriends? We got Vegeta, Goku. No, thank you. I'm going to say that right now.
Goku, yeah,
Goku
at home.
Hard pass.
So
Vegeta's on the list. We've seen Trunks and Goten.
They're a little young, but okay.
Little young. Gohan, stable financially.
Got Whis. Like, are we talking about only people that have appeared in this episode? No,
overall in the series
so far.
Okay, so
we got Piccolo and Yamcha for 20 seconds.
We've seen Tien. We've seen Chaozu.
Yeah.
We've seen Krillin.
I think right
Roshi,
now...
Oolong.
Yeah. My top picks for Boyfriend Watch for KRL is, I'm going to say, a strong bid for Piccolo.
All right.
That Cloaca.
Despite Cloaca. Because he's...
Please. His Namek hole.
He's around. He's the only one who seems to have any, like, sense so
moral
far.
Moral
fiber. Yeah, any sort of concept of responsibility.
Yeah, you
I
know.
I have strong opinions on this.
Yeah, Alex, feel free to chime in.
Well, I mean, Piccolo, he's available. He's certainly capable of providing pleasure that you need. But... I feel like Yamcha is the lifelong bachelor that has really been perfecting his boyfriending skills
well,
over
that
decades.
Was my next choice.
In the power. Is this a power ranking or are we
well,
just
I'm,
serving up the options?
I'm just serving up. Like, so my top two right now would be Piccolo or Yamcha. And I'm thinking I'm leaning towards the Yamcha camp, although he is a lifetime bachelor. Which
he's
means
the seal of the show.
He is the seal of the show, but you also know that you can't... I was trying
tame
to make
a seal?
Kiss by a
you
rose
can't tame a seal?
Joke.
Is that what you're saying?
I was trying to make a kiss by a rose.
Baby!
Jabuki, do you have any opinions on Boyfriend Watch?
Okay, honestly, I like Beerus. Beerus is fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beerus likes to go out, like, yeah. Try new things. Beerus knows what Beerus wants.
He does have a great palate.
He's so taken. though.
Yeah, he is. He is taken. But we don't know. We don't know what their
arrangement is.
Yeah, we don't know if they're into monogamy.
They're they're open. They're like hedonistic as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. They do a lot of bathing. They do a lot of eating. It seems like they are into a hedonistic lifestyle.
They sample. But my point is, the Beerus you're going to be getting away from Weiss might be just a wreck, you know?
He is very codependent.
This is an interrelationship Beerus. This is, you know, Beerus also is not cleaning his room. He forgets to eat because no one's bringing him food all the time.
Oh my god.
This is very real.
I mean, but is a threesome with Beerus and Weiss feasible? Can it happen? Would you like it to happen?
Would you like it to happen?
My friends are very open.
I feel like that would be good because, like, Weiss would, like, make sure you had water and, like, everything you needed to stock up on. He'd be like,
you're going to need a lot of this.
Yeah, he'd make
bring
sure
you Advil in the morning. Yeah, he's a sure nice bedside.
There'd be, like, Pedialyte and everything you need. Like, I don't know.
I feel like Weiss would be micromanaging at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you'd be like, listen, we set out the rules ahead of time, and, you know, we all agree to that. Yeah.
You have to wear socks. I'm sorry.
Jabuki, where can the people find you? What have you got going on?
I'm starting a show at Video Revival in Crown Heights.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Look out for that. Follow me on Twitter.
All right. What's your Twitter handle?
@Jabuki.
@Jabuki.
JABOUKIE.
Alex.
You know what it is. Follow me @PatakJokes, PTAK Jokes. Listen to my other podcast where I try to ruin Anders' political conversation.
All right.
It's on my Twitter.
Okay. Katie, what do you got?
@KatieRose on Twitter and @HelloHelloKatieRose on the Instagram.
All right. And I am @JeremyThunder on the Twitter and @Jeremy_Thunder on the Instagram. If you like the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes, et cetera, and all that sort of shit. And we're done here. Goodbye, everybody.
We're done.
Balling out. Super.